Today on Press TV, Al-Qaeda leader Ayman Zawahiri expresses support for armed gangs fighting the government in Syria. Zawahiri made the call in a video uploaded to the internet. His call confirms claims by Damascus that extremists and terrorists sponsored by certain countries are behind the bloodshed in Syria. Tens of thousands of Italians take part in a mass rally dubbed No Monte Day. The protesters are angry over the financial policies of the government of Prime Minister Mario Monti. Protesters clash with police in the northern town of River Del Garda, where Monti was delivering a speech. Meanwhile, former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi threatens to topple the current government. He's accused Prime Minister Mario Monti of keeping Italy in a spiralling recession. Still, Berlusconi says he will not run for office in the next election. He's been sentenced to 4 years in jail over fraud charges. Spaniards take to the streets of Madrid to protest against the government's push for further budget cuts in 2013. Thousands took part in the rally organized by the Indignance movement. Earlier in the day, police officers staged another protest against cuts in wages and benefits outside the Interior Ministry. Ukrainians will go to the polls in parliamentary elections on Sunday. 450 seats in the single chamber parliament are up for grabs. President Viktor Yanukovych's Party of Regions is expected to dominate the Legislative Assembly. Final results are expected next week. International and local observers will monitor the election process. A British Muslim preacher charged with multiple terror charges appears in a US court in New York. Abu Hamza's lawyer says the judge has granted permission for more attorneys to help the defense team. Hamza's pleaded not guilty to 11 terror charges. He was extradited from the UK early this month. Americans are preparing for Hurricane Sandy after the storm wreaked havoc across the Caribbean, killing nearly 60 people. A massive but slow-moving storm is expected to make landfall between Maryland and southern New England late on Monday. Eastern states have already declared a state of emergency. And the crackdown on anti-regime protests continues in Bahrain. Saudi-backed regime forces fired tear gas and rubber bullets to break up demonstrations in the village of Nuwaidrat. Reports say several protesters have been injured. Scores of people have died, many more arrested and tortured since the uprising began in Bahrain early last year. There's the latest here on Press TV.